Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The zoning board in the city of Jerusalem has granted access to religious Jews to a spring mentioned in the Garden of Eden. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
An ancient spring that was mentioned in the Bible as the spring or river Gihon, recorded in the passage in the Holy Scriptures of the account of creation, is now a place of opportunity for religious men to take a ritual bath in this sacred body of water. The Gihon Spring in Silwan, in the eastern section of the city of Jerusalem, is the site for Jewish men to perform their traditional ritual in the immersion pit, the activity religious Jews are required to do before entering the Temple Mount. This spring in Jerusalem is considered to be the spot where Adam went after his sin in the Garden of Eden. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Religious Jewish men can now use the one spring in the Garden of Eden to take a ritual bath before entering the Temple Mount, evidence that we are living in the end times according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The City of Jerusalem Zoning Board recently approved the construction of a special project at the Gihon Spring in the City of David, which is the original site of the City of Jerusalem. Religious men will use the immersion pit being constructed at the Gihon Spring to take their ritual bath required before they can enter the Temple Mount. However, there is a problem with this decision by the Zoning Board. The construction project is located in Silwan, a Palestinian neighborhood in the area. This controversy today is a part of the scenario that was foretold by the ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah in Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. As to the statements that the site on the Gihon is where Adam went after his sin in the Garden of Eden, this statement is confirmed in Scripture only as it refers to the Gihon River being in the Garden of Eden. That's Genesis chapter 2 and verse 10. The Gihon was the one river in the garden which was located in Jerusalem, according to 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 33 and 45. The Gihon River was the one river in the garden that became four rivers somewhere outside of the Garden of Eden. Ezekiel 36, verse 35, says that the Jews will be given back their Garden of Eden in the last days. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...